This is Weekend Edition. The city that put America on wheels is taking another stab at rail transit. Daniel House of the Detroit News explains why the new Q Line is the kind of project to be celebrated.
61 years after General Motors buses replaced Detroit streetcars, they're back. The Q Line fleet started rolling along Woodward yesterday, tracing a 6.6-mile round trip that is the next step forward in the reinvention of Detroit. As signs go, it's about as positive as you can get for the downtown a lot of Detroiters in the city and in the suburbs long ago gave up for dead. It's a bolts and sheet metal example of powerful business and philanthropic interests playing the kind of long game Michigan's politicians should learn. The Q Line began 10 years ago by the likes of Roger Penske and Dan Gilbert and Kresge Foundation CEO Rip Rapson, and they stuck with it through the Great Recession, through City Hall corruption, and through the country's largest municipal bankruptcy. The $180 million Q Line is hard proof, if more is needed, that private capital is leading the way in Detroit's revival, not government handouts, not transit authorities. And that's fitting for one of America's great business towns because its people and its current crop of business leaders know what it means to climb back from decline. Instead of depending solely on taxpayers to underwrite the effort, business and civic leaders are putting their own dollars into the Q Line. Isn't that the way it ought to be? Yes, because this is a down payment on the future, not the fare for today's destination. Too bad that's something people with no vision struggle to understand. The Q Line's cars are just starting to roll, but the payoff's already being realized. A new study financed by Kresge says development along the Q Line corridor since 2013 totals $7 billion in projects planned, underway, or completed. Think about that number. In a Detroit, just a few short years out of bankruptcy. That's a lot more than the estimated $800 million in projects normally expected to come from a project like that. In fact, it's huge, a big fat marker showing just how far Detroit has come and just how wrong its critics are. You want to know, dear skeptic, what the payoff is? That's it. The rehab buildings along Woodward and the functioning storefronts. There's the Illich family's District Detroit development that will transform the patch west of Woodward between Foxtown and Midtown. These properties generate tax revenue and business activity, energy and forward momentum, optimism, and the realization that Detroit's spiral can go upward, too. Oh, the 3.3-mile line has its critics, of the project, of its wealthy donors, or both. But what doesn't in this town, the place that loves to hate success? Here, blame-shifting, self-flagellation, and righteous cynicism generally exist in equal measure, no matter what the macroeconomic environment. Why should the Q Line be any different? How about giving the venture a chance? How about letting the real people living and working along downtown Central Spine have their say? It's them, not the voices lobbing cheap shots from the comfort of their keyboards, who will decide whether the big bet will pay off. Over time, that is. Not in the first 6 months. I'm Daniel House of the Detroit News.